If you have a copy of God's Word, our text is found in Proverbs this morning, chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 31. I'd like to read a wonderful verse here in the book of Proverbs and another verse as well in chapter number 20. Trust you'll pray the Lord will speak to us all this morning. Proverbs 16, verse 31. The hoary head, that is to say the gray head, the white head, is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. And in chapter number 20, verse number 29 says, the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. I'd like to speak on the subject of crown of glory. A crown of glory. The Bible says in our text that the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. I believe that a Christian senior citizen is a wonderful and a beautiful thing. And that's what I want to challenge us all about this morning. Somebody still serving the Lord, still in the battle, still bearing fruit, as the psalmist said, like the palm tree in their old age. Certainly it should be the desire and prayer of us all to still be in the way of righteousness when our hair is gray or white or gone or whatever the case may be in our senior years. You know that will not happen automatically. You know that sadly many fall by the wayside for whatever the reasons. To be a Christian senior citizen is a very noble achievement, numerically and spiritually. As somebody said, old age is not for sissies. And that is true. God places a great premium upon senior citizens, upon their wise and their godly example and counsel. Our society places great emphasis upon youth, but God places great emphasis upon seniors. They have so much to teach us if we'd only be willing to listen. They have a whole lifetime of experiences from which to draw. They know the Christian road. They've walked it. And they've walked it through many storms, many valleys, and many trials. Consider the preparation for the senior years. Many prepare for their senior years financially, even physically, but not so many spiritually. Somehow they let down their guard along the way and never obtain this glorious crown that our text talks about. Our golden years, for them to be godly, we've got to walk in the way of righteousness now. We must walk in the right way during our young years and during our middle years if we hope to walk in the way of righteousness in our latter years. Surely we dare not wait until we're old and hope to get started then. Some do, but not many, and it's quite presumptuous. Now's the time to be a good Christian, whatever your age is this morning. Now's the time to learn to be faithful, to learn to be obedient, to grow, to serve, to pray, to be strong, to be wise. Now's the time. Because what your future looks like depends on the preparation that you are making today. I want to give a number of testimonies. I will be brief this morning, but I want you to realize that the senior years don't have to be dreaded. They can be anticipated. The senior years provide unique opportunities and can be the best years of your life. I quote from the old Baptist preacher John Leland, who was a founding father. John Leland was 70 when he said, "How long I have to stay on earth, I know not. What labors or sufferings I have yet to sustain below, I cannot tell. Oh, that the God of all grace would keep me in His holy care, and never suffer me to make shipwreck of faith and a good conscience. But make me faithful unto death, that I might finish my course with joy and receive a crown at last." John Leland, friend of James Madison, who gave us the United States Constitution. The truth is, we do have to grow older, but we do not have to grow old. That's up to you. That's up to your attitude and your faith. And as General Douglas MacArthur said, you're as young as your hope. John Wesley never grew old, though he lived to be in his late 80s, maybe 90s. I forget. I do know it was said of him in his 80s that his senior years appeared delightful. It was impossible, it was said, to observe John Wesley without thinking, may my latter years be like his. He never grew old. He never grew sour. He never grew mean. He never grew moody. He never grew critical. He never grew bossy. He never grew bitter. Just delightful. Just delightful. What a testimony. Don't you think the Christian senior walking in the way of righteousness should be like the autumn leaves that are the most beautiful by far in their final stages? I'm saying today that Christian old age can be beautiful. God meant it to be. The consistent Christian life reveals itself at the last in a mellowness that is delightful. The luster of a perfected patience brightly shines, and years of sanctified joys and sorrows find their fruition in a beauty of soul and a beauty of face that is indeed heavenly. There's just nothing like a Christian senior citizen. And don't forget, seniors, you're not done until you're done. Noah Webster was still writing dictionaries when he was 70. Benjamin Franklin was still forming constitutions when he was 81. Paderewski was still giving concerts when he was 79. Thomas Edison was still in the lab at 83. Michelangelo was still painting at 88. Ben Ryrie was still, or actually enrolled in seminary for the first time when he was 90 and was still going to church at 100. And James Akers was still preaching at 105. You're not done until you're done. There are seniors here today. We thank God for you. You're still serving the Lord and still in the battle. We pause this morning to give you a much deserved tribute. Through all the years, you're still at it, thank God. You didn't quit. You didn't give up. You remind us of Caleb in the Bible, who when he was 85 said, "Give me that mountain. Where are those giants? Let me at them. I'm as strong as I was 45 years ago." Good old Caleb. Christian senior citizen. So we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You know who you are. We know who you are. God knows who you are. You loved. You prayed. You stood the test. You talked. You waited. You witnessed. You suffered. You gave. You sacrificed. You showed us how to live. You showed us how to forgive. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts. You didn't resign, you resigned. The world looks at you and sees gray hairs. God looks at you and sees a crown. We look at you and see a crown. You've come to the sunset years with a heart full of love, peace, assurance, comfort, and 10,000 precious memories. We salute you today. How wisely you built friendships in the summertime of your life, and now you're reaping a wonderful harvest in life's winter time. By the grace of God, you've come to your senior years with a mind that's free from prejudice, a spirit free from bitterness, a heart free from selfishness. Thank you. God bless you. Well done. Thank you for showing us how to live and for showing us that a Christian can be sweet to the end. Henry D'UrbervilleIn The Best Is Yet to Be, wonderful book, ask Corey if he has a copy for you, said, "These are the best years of my life," his senior years. He said, "The way grows brighter, the birds sing sweeter, and the wind blows softer." And another on his 95th birthday said, "I'm still living for the Lord. My face is to the future." He said, "The shadows of evening lengthen about me, but it's still morning in my heart." As the old song says, it is morning. It is morning in my heart. So I say in closing, may we all be able on our deathbeds to say with Sir Walter Scott, "I have written nothing I wish to blot out. I have said nothing I wish to blot out. I have done nothing I wish to blot out." What a testimony. And remember, you may not have as much time left as you think. Should we not all pray with Harry Ironside, "Lord, keep me from becoming a grumpy old man. Help me to finish well." That was his prayer. And Andrew Bonar's mom and dad prayed, "Lord, help us to wear well to the end." Was this not Paul's prayer? To finish his course with joy, he said. To be found until the very end in the way of righteousness, as our text declares. And for all who do, for all who come to the end, still in the way of righteousness, there is a crown waiting. There is a crown waiting. So, dear seniors, never forget what God promised specifically to you in Isaiah 46. He said, "Even to your old age, I am He. And even to your hoar hairs, your gray hairs, I will carry you." When the time comes, and the time will come, when you cannot take another step, God Almighty said, "Then I will pick you up and I will carry you." That's God's promise to you. I'm closing by reading from Psalm 71. Some more wonderful words along these lines. The psalmist said, "Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come." Let us pray, and then we'll have our closing song. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the Word of God and how it challenges our lives. You know where we are and what we stand in need of today, each and every one of us. Lord, wash us in the blood. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us to keep walking the Christian walk. Thank you for mercy and forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for these among us today who are these Christian senior citizens I've been talking about. Lord, I pray a special blessing of heaven upon them today. We thank you, Lord, for those who paved the way, who gave the example, who have been there to encourage us all through through our lives. Their patience with us, their prayers, their love has been such an inspiration. Lord, answer every prayer. Save the lost. Guide us and use us. Help us this week. May the will of God be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.